And welcome back, spooky people. This is That Spooky Life, and I am your host, Miranda, and I am happy that you have joined us this week. I am going to start off by saying I very much apologize. There is not going to be a YouTube on-camera video this month. I have a lot of spinning plates going right now, and I would rather get out the podcast than maybe miss the podcast for trying to edit a video because it takes a lot longer. So I figured that if I had to choose one, we would definitely make sure to get the episode out. So here we are, and I will do my best to make this up to you guys at some point, but also I haven't really been seeing a whole lot of traffic on YouTube, so when I get around to updating the episodes with at least images that are the original audio episodes, we'll see. And if YouTube on-camera stuff is something that you guys like, let me know, and I will try and carve out some more time in my schedule to be able to actually edit video, or if you are an editor of video, please reach out. I am not adverse to having a helping hand, and if it's something that you feel strongly about, I'd love to hear from you. But we are going to dive right into our spookiness today, and my story is from back around the time that I was nearing my due date for my little. One of my besties and spooky friend of the show, Danielle, had to make a very hard decision to let her cat Nightshade cross the Rainbow Bridge. He'd had health problems, and there wasn't much that they could do, and rather than let him suffer any more than he already had, she stayed with him as he passed. She called me afterwards and said that she had asked him to come to Georgia and watch over her soon-to-be-born heart niece, and was letting me know that Nightshade would hopefully be showing up. I thought it was sweet, and thanked her, and then let her share her stories about him and listened while she made some peace with the situation. We talked for a long time. After that, I didn't think about it for a bit, mostly because I went into labor not terribly long after this, if I remember right. But I admit that those few months just before and just after giving birth are a touch hazy. I do remember the night it popped back into my mind, though. I have a cat. As some longtime listeners might recall, Miss Isis J. Tiny Cat is a short-haired little black Halloweeny cat with a big personality who likes to let herself be known sometimes when I'm recording. She was not thrilled about the addition of a squirming, hairless, screaming thing into the house, and for the first month or so, would find new places to hide, like in the nursery while the infant was still in me and my husband's room, or somehow weasel her way into a closet that I had never seen her in before. She found her ways. But after a while, I would rock the baby to sleep in the nursery and let her sleep there until she woke up for the midnight feeding, and then we would go into my room. One night, I was doing this, and I saw a little black shadow dart under the crib. Thought to myself that Miss Isis J was just surprised by me coming in and sitting down, and I waited for her to dart out of the room entirely. Until I saw her come strolling in from the hallway, looking at something under the crib. Every hair on my body stood up. I didn't have a sense of danger or anything like that. It was just surprise and realization that I didn't actually know what was going on when I thought I had. It took me a minute to situate the baby so that I could bend down and look under the crib. The nightlight provided enough light that I could see clearly that there was literally nothing there. So I thought, well, maybe I'd miss Isis dart out entirely and she just came back in when the infant wasn't screaming. About a month later, the baby was sleeping and I went to the bathroom. Light on, husband and I were not yet going to bed. I just paused from us watching TV to potty. As I turned on the light, I saw a little black cat hop down into the bathtub and even said to myself aloud, "Isis, what are you doing in the bathtub, silly cat?" My husband called to ask what I said, and I told him, and he was confused because Isis was in a kitty bun under the table in the living room in front of him. He could see her, clearly. There was no way that what I had seen could have been her, and yet I was positive I had seen a black cat jump into my bathtub. I pulled back the curtain, and as you would expect, there was nothing there. There are a dozen other incidents that occurred. Cat on the kitchen counter that hopped down when I came into the room, but no sound, and I shortly thereafter see Isis in a completely different, unrelated area where it could not have been her. Running down the hallway, I saw a black cat one time while I was holding and petting Isis. She saw it too. I could list more, but after some of these had started to accumulate, I was paying attention. The phantom cat that I was seeing was a black cat, slightly larger than Isis. The big difference being that the phantom cat was a long-haired black cat. Finally, I walked into the nursery one night and saw the cat leap down from the crib edge. And yes, you guessed it. Isis was actively elsewhere. AKA, I heard her scratching in the litter box in the other room. There are plenty of legends of different entities taking the form of a black cat and being harmful, and I had a moment of panic. And yet, like a stroke from the blue, I realized that I never got a bad vibe when I saw this other cat. My danger senses never tingled, and it was so comfortable that I genuinely thought it was my cat each time. No chill up the spine, just surprises, which, full transparency, Isis will do that too sometimes when she manifests from full shadow unexpectedly in that way that black cats do. And then I remembered. Danielle had sent a guardian for my little. Asked her beloved little fluffy soul to come watch out for the little life in my home. And I realized that Nightshade had done as she'd asked. So now when I see him, I actually say his name. I treat him no differently than Isis. I asked exactly why he's in the tub or tell him no cats on the counter, and I let him chill in the kiddo's room as often as he likes. It's not frequently that I see him, and sometimes the darting I see in my peripheral is 100% Isis J. But not every time. Because Aunt Danielle sent my kiddo a ghost kitty to watch over her. And he came. And that is my spooky story for the week.
Adventures in Time and Space.
In 2013, it all began. Well, it got serialized in 2017. How they got to space, you'll just have to listen to find out. Bastards of the Universe is an entertainment and nostalgia podcast with a hint of space opera and a happy helping of good old-fashioned comedy cheese. Join the crew's many misadventures, like malfunctioning teleporters and a number of soiled pants, as they attempt to fulfill all of your nostalgia, review, and spacefaring needs. Bastards of the Universe is available on Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Casts. Pick your favorite platform and check it out. If you like what you hear, tell them you were sent from the spooky side. That should freak them out.
Our listener story for the week comes from spooky friend Ryan, and I have not read this one yet. I'm excited to finally get to it. She sent this back in February, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So, Ryan writes, "Hi, Miranda. As promised, here is my story from House Kepru Gather 2019. One of the nights at Gather 2019, Michelle presented us with a box and asked us to describe the object inside and guess what it was. I got in line with the rest, closed my eyes, and reached out to it, and what I described was cold, round, smooth. Turns out, what I was sensing was the head of a porcelain doll. Now, it's worth noting that a few of the other folks who checked out the box straight noped away from it. It was explained to us that the doll was being investigated as being haunted. My dumbass decided to play with it. Friend, no, don't do that. Don't, oh no. Okay, I now see why the title of the story is Don't Play House with Haunted Dolls. Excellent. We continue. I pick her up out of the box, put her wig on, straighten her dress, and cradled it in my arms like a baby. A few folks looked at me like I'd lost my mind, you wonder why, and stayed far away. And I seem to recall someone commented to me about possibly making whatever entity was in the doll happy by showing it respect or affection. In any case, after a few moments, I put it back in the box and tucked it in like I was putting it to bed. Here is where it gets weird. I took a few steps and I got this weird feeling, kind of like when you walk too close to a spider web, and some of it sticks to you, except it was cold. I visualized these ice webs and attempted to brush them off using my hands, but instead of coming off, they began to spread. I felt them on my arms, my legs, my neck, and I started to panic. The harder I fought them, the more they covered me. Fortunately, Michelle came over then and saved me. So, lesson learned. If the fairies and vampires won't go near it, I shouldn't be picking it up and playing with it. Ryan. Well, I think the moral of that story is pretty clear, and I happen to agree with you entirely. For followers of the show, the Michelle to whom Ryan is referencing is Michelle Bellinger at the House Kepru Gather of apparently the 2019 year Energy Work Convention in Ohio. This year, it's online again, as it was last year, but maybe one day we can all go play with haunted dolls or not. How about, no, you know what? Maybe one day we can all go look at haunted dolls and not play with them, because that is, after all, the point of the story. But I love this story. I'm really glad that it didn't happen somewhere where you did not have the eject button available. And yeah, no, don't play with haunted dolls. It doesn't seem like a good idea. But thank you very much for sharing your story. I love this. And if you have any others, please send them on, because this is great. And I appreciate you very much. And that is our listener story for the week. And that brings us to our witchy tip for the week, which this week it is the pull of the tarot. And I am using my Archeon tarot, my beloved favorite tarot this week. And the card that I have drawn actually gives me great hope and inspiration. The card that was drawn today is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands signifies, generically, enterprise, nobility, great purpose, dignity, and aspirations. My interpretation of this means that today is going to be a day that we feel accomplished, like we are heading towards our dreams. In my deck, it's the picture of a Pegasus, and it is not the flight of fancy, not the escaping from reality, but the nobility of the mythical creature that is Pegasus, and how upon his back he carried Perseus, etc. But it is actual progress, and be it the inspiration to start something or the continuance of things that you have started. Ambition in the form of aspirations. It's a very positive card. It came up as right side up, and threes in tarot are typically a unifying force. It can sometimes be the couple making new life. When the number three appears in tarot, it appears six times. It is the three of each suit, swords, cups, wands, pentacles. And then the Empress, which is the third card in the major arcana, and death, which is card number 13. The things that these sort of tend to run with are loyalty, bonding, indulging, and crossing the point of no return, which is the important thing here, with aspirations and enterprise, great purpose, nobility, dignity, etc. Crossing the point of no return, plus those things, may mean a breakthrough. Who knows? Today, you may make a giant breakthrough that is just the steps that you need to continue to be inspired. It is wands, after all, therefore, inspiration, creativity, fire, passion, all of those things are associated with the wands. Who knows? If you feel like you haven't been getting anywhere, keep your eyes open. Perhaps the breakthrough will happen somewhere that has yet to trickle down to you. But I hope that whatever the Three of Wands brings to you today ends up being pleasant and helping your enterprise or bringing you nobility, dignity, any of the things that you seek in your creative endeavors. And that is our witchy tip for the week. Again, I would like to thank Ryan for sending in such a great story. If you have a spooky story that you would like to share with the podcast, please send it to thatspookylifepodcast@gmail.com. I am hoping to get some more spooky stories here soon. I am debating as to whether or not I am going to sort of take a vacation around my birthday like I did last year, just to catch up on some things. If I do that, I may record a couple of little tidbits just to give you guys something to look forward to even when I'm, quote, vacationing. But it also gives me time to let some of the spooky stories come in, and I'm always in need of them. There will never not be a need. They can be short, they can be long, they can be a bunch of stories that we can pull into multiple episodes, they can be one long story that we can put into multiple episodes. I know a lot of people have said to me, oh, I'm not sure, it's kind of short, or well, it's really long, I don't know if you want to read it. Yes, I want to read all of them. Short, long, in between, I don't care. I want to read all of them, because what we do here is normalizing the conversation of the same kinds of paranormal experiences that we all have. It is a brave place for us all to be genuinely ourselves and take a deeper look at the paranormal. Enough of us have similar to same experiences that there has to be discussion of some kind. We acknowledge that these things have occurred, so let's talk about it. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of it. If it's just breaking the stigma of talking about it so that somebody makes a breakthrough, so that it becomes a normal topic of conversation to the point where we can actually maybe start to find some answers, start to define things through science, and see what happens. Or, if nothing else, we have this brave space that we can all be together and share our experiences without judgment. So, send all of your stories in. I don't care if they're long or short. I love reading all of them, and I will read them all. But that means that is the end of the episode for this week. I appreciate you all for joining me, and I hope that the Three of Wands brings you some creative, ambitious drive into your life this week. And until we speak again, my dearest, darlingest, spookiest friends, do not forget to keep living that spooky life, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.